This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan will not be completed in the next few days, even as U.S. forces left Bagram Airfield, the main American base in Afghanistan. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
The Bagram pullout brings an effective end to the longest war in American history. The base, an hour's drive north of Kabul, was where the U.S. military coordinated its air war and logistical support for its entire Afghan mission. It was also where the CIA ran a black site detention center for terrorism suspects and subjected them to abuse that President Barack Obama subsequently acknowledged as torture. Earlier this week, the top U.S. commander, General Austin Miller, told journalists in Kabul that civil war for Afghanistan was a possibility, with Taliban fighters sweeping into districts around the country in recent weeks as foreign troops flew home.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. President Joe Biden held a naturalization ceremony Friday at the White House in which 21 immigrants became citizens as the administration pushes for more pathways to citizenship. Biden used the moment to call for the option of citizenship for immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, for foreign-born people who have temporary protected status due to strife in their birth countries, and for farm workers.
No matter where you come from, or the culture that has made us, the language we speak, or the faith we follow, one of those basic acts of respect is inviting others into your home.
Immigration has been a political flashpoint as Biden has sought to renew visa and refugee programs that were cut or suspended during the Trump administration. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization said the planet is currently in a very dangerous period of the COVID-19 pandemic, noting that the easy-to-spread Delta variant has now been seen in nearly 100 countries. At a press briefing, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the Delta variant, first seen in India, is continuing to evolve and mutate, and that it is fast becoming the predominant COVID-19 virus in many countries.
Those countries with low vaccination coverage, terrible scenes of hospitals overflowing are again becoming the norm. But no country on earth is out of the woods yet.
He noted that 3 billion doses of vaccine have already been distributed. Of the vaccine doses given globally, fewer than 2% have been in poorer countries. The UN World Food Program reports it has resumed humanitarian operations in northern Ethiopia's Tigray province, but a lack of security and other impediments are threatening its ability to reach millions of people in need. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
World Food Program Emergency Coordinator Tommy Thompson says the WFP has reached 40,000 people with food aid. However, he notes conditions on the ground are very difficult.
We have no incoming fuel supplies. We have no incoming food supplies to feed the people in Tigray at this point. So we're only operating with what we've already had pre-positioned.
The situation became even more difficult on Thursday when a bridge over the Tekezi River was destroyed, cutting a main supply route between western Tigray and the rest of the region. Despite these obstacles, Thompson says he believes conditions for the distribution of aid will shortly improve. He says high-level discussions on all sides of the conflict are taking place to agree on designating corridors for aid delivery, including an air bridge. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Joe Biden praised Friday's strong monthly jobs report, saying it was a sign that his economic and pandemic fighting strategies were working. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says this is above the average rate of job growth this year.
So this suggests that we are playing catch-up to some degree.
At the White House just days before the 4th of July.
Today's job news brought us something else to celebrate.
President Biden says wages went up to 2. He says the script is being flipped.
Instead of workers competing with each other for jobs that are scarce, employers are competing with each other to attract workers.
The president also suggested his economic policies were intended to make it easier for workers to find higher paying jobs. Hiring in June was noticeably strong in restaurants, bars, and hotels, which collectively absorbed the brunt of the layoffs from the recession. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.